in those days, after the time of distress, or from the first reading, from the prophet Daniel, at that time. That time in those days refers to the end times. And in the Old and New Testament, if we pack together the apocalyptic writings, we can become quite confused. The word apocalypse is Greek for the hidden realities that will come to pass in those days. The last days can refer to four things: our own last times, the last days of Christ before his return to the Father, the last days of the chosen people, the Jews, before that year 70, when Rome destroyed Jerusalem. Or it can refer to the last days of human history. Because it's four events, and all of the prophetic writings, apocalyptic insights, can be broken up into different ones, we can become confused. Even the gospel here refers to two events, not just one. So we need to unpack them carefully, lest we do what the Jehovah's have done. Jehovah's Witnesses have said three times that Christ has returned. Well, he hasn't. They've been wrong. The last time they said he was invisible. That's why we didn't see him. Whatever the case, our Lord says nobody. Nobody knows the day, the hour, when the Son of God, the Son of Man, the new Adam, Christ, will return. So we don't know the when, we don't know the where, but we do know the why. We know why he comes. We say so in the Creed. He will come again to judge the living and the dead, and this world will cease to be. I do believe that this world we call Earth will be transformed into the new Eden, paradise, as it once was. There's no church teaching on that, but that would make sense. What is nonsense is what the Jehovah's teach, which there'll be two worlds here on earth, like Eden and heaven for the holy ones, the 144,000. That's nonsense. But we can fall into making mistakes with regards to these apocalyptic events. Our Lord says, read the signs, and it draws upon the fig tree, and then you'll know it is near. Well, there are five signs that must come to pass, five events in history that must be unfolded before Christ returns. Do you know them? Here are the five. The first is that the Jews must convert to the Christian faith. When our Lord came the first time, he came as their Messiah. Many rejected him. He won't have that happen again. When he comes, they will accept him. Well, I can't see that happening quite yet. They're still fighting with the Muslims, but that will come to pass. The second parousia, or the parousia of the Lord, the Jews will acknowledge Christ for who he is. The second event that must come to pass is that the whole world has heard the gospel of Jesus Christ preached. Well, China, Asia, there's still places there. Well, I don't know, the word has gone there. Of course, it could happen very quickly with our media world. We don't need to necessarily physically send missionaries for the word to be made known. But whether it has been made known to the whole world at this stage, I'm not too sure. Certainly, most continents have heard the word of God. But to what degree that must pass before this is locked in, I'm not too sure. The third event that must come to pass, and we can feel much sentiment with the people of France, is that there will be great disasters, unparalleled, it says, since the beginning of time. Human disasters will come upon the global screen. Tsunamis, earthquakes. And think about the suffering of the people in Paris. Over 100 died because of stupidity and violence of a man-made religion, Islam, who wants to submit the world to its yoke through violence. What tragedy, what travesty. That is one example, although that's human. The disasters that will come to plague the world will be actually natural disasters that will be beyond compare, unparalleled since the beginning of time, as the prophet Daniel says. That has not happened. We've had tremendous moments in history, but not unparalleled. I wonder, too, if this reference to it from our Lord that the sun will be darkened, the moon will lose its brightness, and stars will come falling from heaven might refer to a meteorite. One wonders if that's a reference to something like that happening. I'm not a scientist, so I don't know, but it's worth further investigation. Two other things must come to pass. We've talked about three before Christ returns. The fourth is that there will be mass apostasy of the Catholic faith, the Christian beliefs in the world. Well, that's happened in certain places. Europe is now in apostasy. Most of the Western world has given up and now opposes. Apostasy doesn't just mean heresy. It means we oppose what the Christian teachings are. And that's happening. That's happening in our midst. Many parts of the Western world are now in opposition, direct opposition to the teachings of Christ. Through political and legal means, they are opposing the yoke of Jesus. And that is tragic. Of course, it's happened before. Places in the world that once were Christian, now are not. But is it worldwide apostasy? I think not. Africa is vibrant in the faith. Africa is leading the way in the faith. The statistics prove it, and the reality is beyond doubt. So it's not worldwide apostasy. But could Africa go the way of the West? That's possible within 50 years. The last thing that must come to pass is the Antichrist. How many films have talked about the Antichrist? The Antichrist is a myth. A myth in the sense it's both universal and particular. When we say myth, it doesn't mean he's not a real person, but he's a mythical person. There are many people in history who are like the Antichrist, who have held that position. Attila the Hun, Nero, modern times, Stalin, Hitler, and of course some people think Obama is the Antichrist. Well, I don't know. But the Antichrist, when he does come, as a particular person in history, will have the world at his beck and call. He will solve problems and have powers that baffle the mind. And the majority of the world, if not the whole world, will fall in line with him and regard him as a Messiah, a Christ-like figure. And he won't do anything in the name of God or Christ. It will all be for the sake of humanity and humanism. What he might do, what he shall do, might be good, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's of divine origin. And the world will become enslaved to him. The church will almost be snuffed out. Mass will cease to be. And at the very last moment when we think all is gone, the Pope and the remnant of the faithful shall be somewhere, preserved by God. And then, those five things having passed, the Antichrist has the world in his grip, Christ will return. And what a day that shall be. He shall return not like he came the first time. When our Lord came at Bethlehem, he came in privacy, simplicity and poverty. When he returns, it will be public, glorious, splendid and all-powerful. And he will come and claim the world, defeat the Antichrist, establish his reign, and then the last events shall come to pass. The ending of this world as we know it, the final judgment of every person. Of course, the particular judgment will be at death, but at the general judgment, we'll know why people are saved or damned. Purgatory will cease to exist. Those there will be fast-tracked into heaven among the saints. And then after the final judgment comes the resurrection of the body, a glorious body, a perfect body, a body like that of Christ. In glory we shall have that body, but certain properties we don't have in our present body for all eternity. And then the eternal Jerusalem shall be established. Ecstasy, intimacy, all those things we hunger for in this world, but we cannot find, shall be ours forever and ever. Amen. And you'll know everything that you can know or are able to know. There'll be no secrets, and it will just be one long time span. We can't fathom eternity because we're living in chronological time. But that shall come to pass in the new and eternal Jerusalem at the end of time. So that is this five things before Christ returns. And then he judges the world, there's the general judgment, the resurrection of the body, and the establishment of the eternal Jerusalem. They're the chronological stages of what shall come to pass when God wills it at the end of time. Meanwhile, we just do what he told us to do. Pray, hope, don't worry. As St. Padre Pio says, we are God's children. He'll provide for us. Never panic, never think this person here or that one there has it wrapped up with regards to the end times and the return of Christ. We don't know when or where. We are prepared. We are faithful to Christ. Keep the commandments. Frequent his sacraments. And remain always in his love. Praise to Jesus Christ.